Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips, this is the morning news. The EU will be announcing a blacklist of tax havens today. The list comes less than a month after the Paradise Papers revealed information from two offshore service providers and after the less recent Panama Papers. Both leaks showed where the rich were hiding their money to avoid paying tax. It has been pointed out that no EU country appears on the list, whereas several ONGs have pointed out that Luxembourg, Malta and Ireland are all countries where money can be kept to avoid tax. On the other hand, some of the countries that do appear on the blacklist depend on selling tax breaks and are also islands badly hit by recent hurricanes. In the United States, the Supreme Court has authorized President Trump's anti-immigration order. Until now, the travel ban had been blocked several times by the American legal system. The order will prohibit entry to the American territory for the nationals of seven countries judged high risk by the United States, such as Yemen or Iran. The order still needs to be approved on appeal to become applicable. The United Kingdom and the remaining European member states are stalling on finding an agreement on the terms of Brexit. Yesterday's long working lunch between British Prime Minister Theresa May and the President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, yielded no progress, including on the issue of a potential hard border in Ireland. However, both Brussels and London remain confident that an agreement could be reached by the end of the week. And finally, today sees an alarming report on French school children and their reading levels that concludes that literacy levels are down since the 2000s. School children are doing worse in terms of reading and understanding. This is the finding of the international study PIRLS. France is the only country out of the 50 studied to have declined since the first surveys in 2001. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips of English Waves.